This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. We do not fear China. That's what the president says anyway, but he's still sending troops into that area around China just in case. Speaking softly but getting that big stick ready. It's Thursday, November 17th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Celeste Headlee here. John Hockenberry is out today. China says they are surrounded by U.S. allies, and the president is shifting yet more American troops from the Middle East into Asia. If the military is not preparing for possible conflict with China, what are they going there for? But here's what you're talking about.
Hi, this is Karen from New York City. I am glad that they are out of the park. They were not treating the park well. It was very disrespectful.
Still responding to what happened yesterday with Occupy Wall Street in New York and around the country, you can give us your views on that or anything else at 8778-MY-TAKE. But let's start with our top stories this morning. President Obama spoke before Australia's parliament during his trip through the Pacific Asia region. He talked about his decision to send as many as 2,500 troops to that region in the upcoming years amid the growing power of China.
As a Pacific nation, the United States will play a larger and long-term role in shaping this region and its future.
The president is now in Indonesia. That's his final stop on a 9-day trip through Asia and the Pacific. The Department of Homeland Security will begin reviewing about 300,000 deportation cases in the country. The goal is to expedite the deportations of convicted criminals and halt those of illegal immigrants who have no criminal record. Occupy Wall Street protesters may have been evicted out of New York's Zuccotti Park, but demonstrators around the country plan to march today to mark the 2-month anniversary of the movement. The Arab League is giving Syria 3 days to end its violent crackdown on protesters or face economic sanctions. France, Britain, and Germany are pushing for a UN resolution on their own to condemn the violence in Syria. Thousands at this point are estimated dead since the conflict between pro- and anti-government forces began last March. Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti speaks in a half an hour or so. He'll give the first details of his plan to get the country's debt crisis under control. He's also asking the Senate to approve his new government during a confidence vote later today. Japan has announced its first ban on rice that was produced near the nuclear plant damaged during last March's earthquake and tsunami. The rice tested above the legal limits for radioactive contamination. 4 people are dead and more injured after strong storms hit the southeast. Apparent tornadoes are responsible for destruction in South Carolina, Georgia, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. Thousands still without power. And the UN says La Nina conditions are back, and they'll continue to affect our weather through early next year. La Nina is a phenomenon in the Pacific where cooler sea surface temperatures affect the severity of weather all over the world. It can trigger some extreme flooding in Australia and drought in Texas. Asian markets closed mixed. European markets are currently trading down, and Wall Street futures are now down. The Dow starts at 11,906, the S&P at 1,237, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,640. All this morning, we're asking about the middle class. Studies show, economists agree, the middle class is disappearing, or it's shrinking in any case. Many people are falling into the poverty region. Just a few, select few, are rising up into the ranks of the wealthy. Are you part of either those who are rising or falling, or do you think you're still holding on tooth and nail to the middle class? We want to hear your story about the American middle class and how your community maybe has changed. Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. And later on this hour, we'll find a little bit more about Charles Dickens. You'll probably be hearing more about him in the days to come. That's because we are dangerously close to the 200th anniversary of his birth. Charles Dickens, we know a lot about him, and yet there are some things people still don't understand about this novelist. A new book tackles the question of who exactly this man was. We'll talk with the author, the biographer, later on this morning. First, though, President Obama has announced the deployment of perhaps as many as 2,500 Marines to Australia, boosting security in the Pacific Asia region. Should China be worried? We're going to talk in a moment.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.